What is up, dude?
Not a whole lot, man. It is episode 40, right? 40 of The Horrible Influence. And this is our science episode. I wish that I could express air quotes. Science. We do pretty good, I think, with the science stuff.
Yeah, I the air quotes are definitely, how you say, hopefully people don't take us seriously. That's the, I mean, we talk about shit that we think is cool, but.
Yeah, I mean, the topics are as serious as we can find, but, I mean, I think I put down a half a bottle of tequila before this one, so. That's just to keep from freaking out over the shit that we research, because there's a reason why they don't tell you everything, right? Like, that's the one, I probably have said this 1,000 times, but here's the one thing that I take away from us doing the science, like the fringe, unorthodox stuff that we tell you about, is the reason they don't tell you is because I think whoever is in charge of, like, Viacom or Warner Brothers, whoever's in charge of your media outlet believes that you'll freak out if they tell you all of the things that are actually happening.
I think science doesn't pay the bills. I think that's the issue. I think an idiot, whatever, if I offend somebody, an idiot can turn on the news and go, oh, fuck, people are shooting each other again. And that makes perfect fucking sense to them. You turn it on and go, this week with antimatter at the fucking Large Hadron Collider, they're just going to go, this is change the channel.
Yep. Jesus would not approve.
Yeah. Yeah,
he
the Lord
definitely,
didn't make antimatter.
Definitely wouldn't approve. And speaking of antimatter, this week's episode is brought to you by antimatter. That's what we're going to be talking about today, is the progression of, since its discovery to what we know about it today, to advancements that are coming, like that we are actually using with antimatter. And for a lot of people, antimatter is science fiction. It's what powers the starships in Star Trek. They have antimatter drives. All of this apparently is based on some form of true science, and that's kind of incredible.
Yeah, dude.
That things that we never would have put two and two together, now NASA is building antimatter drives. Like, that's a real thing. The problem is cost right now. You're getting like a trillionth of a return on your investment for energy. So it's not practical, but if you make it practical, anyways, we'll get into all of it on this week on the Horrible Influence podcast.
That's not good either. What's
still
that, baby?
Still need a song.
Yeah, let's rate it. I put it back in the cabinet. Sorry, still. Slung. Dog piss cleaning.
Fucking snowball.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Jerry. Did you come to wipe my face and urine again? Well, man, before we get into that, how was... I saw a sweet picture of you. Just cheeks out in a porta potty.
So Honey Bucket is the name of the porta potty company out here.
Okay.
And they had a sticker on the inside of their porta potties that says, take a selfie with a honey bucket and post it to Instagram with hashtag honey bucket selfie and hashtag your location, and you could win one of two things, either $1,000 or your very own fucking porta potty, obviously. So, yeah.
If we get a Horrible Influence porta potty, that's how you know you made it.
Yep.
If you go to a festival and you ever see a horrible influence, just rainbow shitter, that's how you know
just,
that
yeah,
we're
just know.
Famous as shit.
I wonder if it's a used one or if they send you a new one.
Oh, I hope it's used. I hope yeah, it's gross. Just bleached white from the sun.
Yeah. What's that, sweetheart? It's just one they're taking out of rotation. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Gross. Like, the hand sanitizer's empty. There's like a roll and a half of toilet paper.
A fucking hornet's nest living inside the toilet paper roll.
Man, I don't remember. I think it was LaSalle River intake. We were out there for some job, and it was really, really cold outside. And I had to go take a shit in the porta potty, and the toilet paper was still rolled up in the paper, like the paper wrapper.
Yeah.
And I unwrapped the paper, and a fucking spider fell out and fell, I don't know, either in between my legs or into my underwear. And I couldn't do anything about it because I still had a poopy butt. And it was really cold outside. There's no like running outside to get away from it. That
so
was terrifying.
Mel and I were working down in Georgia. This is a couple years ago. And I go into their port-a-john and I start pulling the roll out. And I get like one strip off and I pull the second one. And there was a fucking wasp nest, I guess.
Oh, boy.
So I like pulled and they started buzzing. And I was like, we're trying to wipe and open and kick open the door at the same time. Dude, I came out of there with my pants down, just stumbling out onto the ground. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with that? I was a like, fucking wasp in the
There's
toilet
monsters
paper
in there.
Greatest fear, I think, might be getting stung in the asshole by a wasp.
It'd be fucking brutal, dude.
Oh, what else for this weekend? I did a little bike riding. I did a little retro game shopping.
Nice. Did you find anything cool?
I got Super Metroid for a decent price. It's like $40, which isn't somebody's going to be like, oh, got it for $8 at a garage sale. I haven't found the game in the wild, and I've been collecting pretty hardcore since 2011. And I had some leftover stuff from a kid, but like really focused on collecting the amount of games. And I got it looks perfect, but it's just a cart. It doesn't have any shit with it, but I got Super Metroid. And we played that last night, and the fucking music is the best part of that game.
Is it real good?
Oh, it's so good. It's
Dude,
it's that perfect like 80s MIDI theme song stuff, like the way that it rolls. I really enjoyed playing it last night. That game, that's a brutal fucking game right there. Like, they give you, it's like, here's 15 doors. No instruction to figure out how to get into all of them. So, I don't want to use the internet because I didn't have the internet when I was a kid. But I can't remember, like, I couldn't remember how many rockets it takes to open the red doors. So I shot like 3 or 4, and then I gave up and I died like 5 times trying to find a different route. Well, Melanie looked it up on her phone. She's like, oh, it takes 5. It takes 5 rockets.
Jesus.
So I just had to do it 5 times. But I did it 4 and I quit. So these are, I don't remember how infuriating Nintendo and Super Nintendo was because we didn't have internet. We didn't. You had the hotline.
Yeah, you had that hotline that you just called a number and some dude answers the phone like, what's up? And then he just walks you through an area. It's fucking crazy.
So that aside, it was really good to play this game. It looks great. I want a Retron 5 because you can go S-video cable to the Super Nintendo N64. And they look better on if you're using an HDTV.
Oh, right on.
But the Retrons have this RGB mod already built into them.
Yeah.
And they look fantastic. And I used to have a Retron 3, and it didn't have it. The new Retron 5, and all the numbers mean is The Retron 5 can do 5 different cartridge consoles.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's slots for all of them to go across. So, you can plug whatever game you want to into them and then pop them up and use them in the best quality possible. So, I think I'm going to hunt one of those down because we've got some really good games that I want to play.
Nice. That's rad. I don't know. They always looked appealing to me, but I never got one. I was always afraid. They're always sold at those little shady, like your one-stop shop for katanas, lighters, and airsoft guns and right. fucking Sega Genesis / Super Nintendo / Nintendo / Game Boy /
And that's really true for especially like the original Retron that had like the just the NES, or you could get the Retron 2 or 3 that had like 2 had Super Nintendo NES, and then 3 had Sega Genesis NES and Super Nintendo. Now, the Retron 5, I haven't seen in any of these little stores, and it's expensive. It's like $200.
Wow.
But it has the RGB mod.
Is that worth it, though?
With the RGB mod, and I'm not wearing out my old systems, which is, I guess, kind of a big deal that I don't break my in-the-box Sega Genesis because I played it too much.
I mean, I never broke a console from playing it too much.
Or, probably more likely is the fact that I'm going to want to mod these so they look better. And so either I get the Retron 5, or I tear apart my Sega, my Super Nintendo, and my Nintendo and do an RGB mod to it, which is like soldering in new capacitors and adding a chip so that it plays better. I think that kind of ruins the system a little bit.
Should turn it into a little, turn it into like a little computer case, so you have like a little standalone box that looks cooler than the little Retron 5. But
so,
I don't know. You could put like stickers and shit on it.
Ooh. But that was my weekend. Was spent riding around the motorcycle and collecting some old games, and then reading about fucking antimatter, man.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, because that's my life. Antimatter.
This Retron looks super clean, though.
Right.
It's like a wireless controller and shit.
Yeah, the new one's real nice.
Hmm. Wow, it does play Game Boy games. All the way up to Game Boy Advance. Famicom, Genesis, MD? What the fuck is MD? Word. Right on. Cool. All right. I feel enlightened. Let us continue.
So just to start everybody off on a clean slate, this week, like we've already said, we're talking about antimatter. And antimatter has been a theory since the 1890s. And all it is stating that if there is matter, there has to be an equal and opposite version of matter, which would be antimatter. And all antimatter is if you have a proton and electron, your protons being a positive, your electron being a negative, that we've all seen the high school little picture of it doing its little orbit around it, right? Antimatter would have a positron on the outside, so like a positive electron, and then an antiproton, and the antiproton would be negative. Now, this was a theory from the 1890s until...
What in the fuck is going on?
Like 1928 is where...
fucking headphones are cutting out like a motherfucker.
Just sucking.
Fucking huge dicks. No.
In like 1928, Paul Dirac came up with a actual theory for antimatter. Like, he proposed what turned out to be truth a lot of years later.
I don't know what causes it, so.
Sorry, man. Oh, you're good, dude. The weird thing with the 1928 version is that it just like Einstein he had this mathematical theory of why it should work, but there was no proof of it. And
the base for that was interesting to me. Like, I mean, the guy explained it on the video. He's like, this is just like in a nutshell, but the dude's reasoning was 2 squared equals 4, but so does -2 squared.
Right.
So then there's antimatter. It's like, what the fuck? How do
That is exactly how he came up with his original hypothesis, is that mathematically those two things equal the same thing, therefore they both must exist. So if -2 squared and +2 squared both equal 4, then there must be antimatter to matter. And that is very simplified from what he decided. Like, that is definitely Barney version. But
yeah, for sure.
It holds true. Like, if 2 plus 2 equals 4, and then I also told you 6 plus 3 equaled 4, you'd want to know why that was the case. And that's kind of where he went. So that's how he formed that hypothesis. Now, you jump to like the 1950s. CERN comes into effect, which is the, get ready for this acronym, because Tyler and I both, before this podcast, tried to figure it out. CERN stands for the Organization for Nuclear Research.
European organization, right?
Yeah, European Organization for Nuclear Research. So, Tyler, your theory, I think, is probably right on that.
That's the only thing that makes sense. CERN must stand for something in a different language, but the translation is just a bunch of European people who research nuclear. Yeah, a bunch of European people that research nuclear power. These headphones are really, really doing it today.
But the CERN organization, what they do, it sounds like they're looking at nuclear power, but these guys run the massive hadron colliders, or the large hadron collider, as they call it, that's in Geneva. They are banging the smallest particles we can get our hands on together to see how their initial goal was something different, but their overall goal now is to figure out how the Big Bang happened and what happened with our universe. And what they have come up with so far is that antimatter and matter should have produced at equal 50-50 rates.
Okay.
But if that is true, then we wouldn't exist. Because what happens when you take antimatter and bang it into matter is that they destroy,
right?
Yeah, it's bigger than a nuclear reaction. It's incredible amount of energy output that sends these just protons out into the universe. It just sends energy away is all that's left. Massive amounts of it. So if you can think of the Big Bang originally as just a super dense ball of protons and electrons just flying around each other, and then this thing explodes, and that division makes equal parts of matter and antimatter. There's only a couple of options that could have happened. And one of those options is that somehow, for some anomaly, that this time when it happened, assuming that it happened an infinite number of times before, that there was a mistake and somehow more matter was produced than antimatter. Just like a natural effect, like not mathematically plausible, but just because nature doesn't have to follow math all the time, right? Like, it doesn't have to follow these constructs.
God, what a fucking trip, dude.
The other theory is that somewhere our entire solar system is made of antimatter.
Just antimatter.
Yep.
Like that, our version.
Right. That somehow, like, fucking Bizarro style. Like, they just somehow managed to not collide with anything. and skimmed through until the separation was wide enough that they were safe.
Because that's so crazy.
You could have a pin, like the pin I got in my hand that no one can see, and you could have an antimatter pin, and if you touch them together, you're going to die. The reaction would be incredible. But if you had an entire world of antimatter, that everything was anti, so what we consider to be anti. So going back to the hydrogen, if all of the hydrogen was anti-hydrogen, then you wouldn't have a problem. It would be a problem if you had 50-50, right? Because if you had a balloon and you filled it up with halfway with regular hydrogen, and then you just grabbed a bottle of anti-hydrogen and started pumping it in there, it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be Manhattan Project. Like, boom! Hundreds of times worse than the Hiroshima bomb. Like,
Yeah. So, speaking of that, like, looking at this stuff, is it able to be weaponized? Well, I guess they can't. That goes into, like, them being able to contain it.
It is 100% able to be weaponized. If you could, like you said, if you could contain it, but we have contained it. In 2002, we were able to contain very few particles of anti-hydrogen for a millisecond. In 2014, we were able to contain hundreds of anti-hydrogen molecules for 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's a big span.
Yes. Yeah.
So, in a just over a 10-year period, we've gone from a millisecond to 15 minutes. You go another 10 years, and now we can permanently contain it with magnetic fields, is what they're looking at. So if you can permanently contain antimatter, because the problem is when they create them in this the Large Hadron Collider, when they touch the walls of the collider, that's matter. Everything we know is matter. So as soon as the antimatter goes out of its vacuum and touches a wall, it detonates.
Just detonates.
Yeah. And obliterates whatever it runs into. Because it's like canceling itself out. One is acidic and one's a base, basically. I mean, you put them together, it just nullifies either. So, it's so expensive to try to contain this stuff that they have hypothesized that it would be cheaper to gather it from the belts of Jupiter.
What?
Than it would be to make it here on Earth.
They just need to get the Chinese to start making it, and it'll be a dollar a pound in a fucking year.
The Chinese are a big force on learning why antimatter isn't more prevalent in the universe. I guess at this, man, we start getting down into stuff, like, as much as I read on it, I'm never going to fully understand it. And we start getting down into the points where, like, it's like the little neutrons can, they go through what's called flavors, and it's changing between different variations, like positive, negative, or neutral.
Okay.
And if they change a certain way, they would just become matter. And they can flop back and forth throughout the universe. We've observed this. And China is responsible for figuring out right now how long that takes. And they have like a facility, like a nuclear facility, and then a lake, and then another facility. And every now and then they get trapped in between, and it creates anti-hydrogen or whatever in this lake. And then they measure the amount that make it through, and what they do is subtract the amounts. They built an equation to learn how many have changed by the time they make it to the lake, and how many have changed by the time they make it to them, and how many left the original nuclear reaction of antimatter. And what they believe is that it may be easier for them just to change over and become just regular matter. So maybe that's what happened. We are at the point now where we are observing things that we just can't figure out right now.
That's pretty nuts, man. It's so crazy with stuff like this that is built on, like, an idea. Like, if we put this here and that there, and then we turn the power on, maybe this will happen. I don't know. Fuck it. Let's spend $1 billion on it and find out.
Well, what was it? The Higgs boson.
Yeah.
Particle was an absolute theory in the 60s. We're not, I mean, some of the stuff we're talking about, like, they theorized it in the 1890s. Okay, so we figured it out now, and that's cool that he was right. But in the 19, the guy that thought of the Higgs boson is still alive. And they found it. So that guy, just sitting with pad and pen, theorized an element. This should be possible mathematically. And then 40 years fucking later, somebody goes, oh, you're right. We banged a bunch of molecules together, and then we found the Higgs boson. Here it is. That's pretty incredible, man.
Yeah, that's no shit.
Now, as this podcast is kind of, I think, becoming accustomed to, I dove off into the weird world of CERN.
You got to.
Got to, man. You got to hear both sides. And by both sides, I mean normal people and then crazy fucking people. But the...
Need
if you go to YouTube and then just type in CERN and start watching videos for, 5 minutes, you're going to run into a bunch of religious nuts that are against CERN because they've taken pictures of these crazy fucking storms forming over Geneva, and they believe that CERN is opening interdimensional portals to, like, hell.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, that explains the Higgs portal thing. Or not the Higgs portal, the CERN portal thing. Yep. Oh, boy.
So they believe that the antimatter production, there's a whole religious group that believes that antimatter was destroyed by Jesus. Yeah, because if you have it, then you could fucking kill everything. So he just got rid of it. He just... waxed off all the antimatter.
Yeah.
And antimatter is like having the Antichrist. Because it's got the same beginning of the word, so it's got to be the exact same thing.
Right. Yeah.
And if you bring the Antichrist in with the antimatter, because that's who made it, obviously, you're going to destroy the planet and all this. So they've taken pictures like big storms, and you... I try pretty hard to subdue the redneck that is in my voice. But every time I click on some Bible thumping anti-Jesus matter, whatever link, it's always someone that sounds like he was born and raised next door to me. And I don't know why that is. He's like, I tell you what, boys, that antimatter is going to come down because it's from the anti-Jesus. And he comes down, and it's going to eradicate everybody, and that ain't going to matter if you black, white, Christian, or Jew, and then we're going to get you. So, it's, man, those people should hire people that don't speak like them.
Mm-hmm.
And then more people would believe them.
Yep. Yeah. That's there's like these brilliant scientists that have this theory that, like, mushrooms could do all of this crazy shit for the human species, but when they talk, they just sound like some crazy guy that really likes mushrooms because that's exactly what they fucking are. So you guys need to hire a fucking spokesman, man.
You gotta get a fucking PR department that out, dude. You can't have that.
This is a massive
problem with NASA, like, because they're in what, Huntsville, Alabama? They're down in Alabama. And a lot of people they hire fucking Alabama. So when they try to explain things, it's that, man, we done sent a rocket up there, and it went on that trajectory, and then it just didn't make it. And people are like, these rednecks are shooting off fucking firecrackers filled with people.
That's such a weird accent to me, because like it, like the dude works for NASA. He's an intelligent man. But that accent in my ears just screams idiot. And it, I mean, that's super terrible of me to think that, but
no, it triggers that emotion. I mean,
you remember that one movie where the Southern guy played like the smart, helpful one?
Yeah. No one remembers that movie.
Typically the serial killer.
Yeah. He's raping somebody against a tree.
Yeah.
Playing a banjo.
His thing.
That is, I mean, it's unfortunate that an accent will do that to you, but it's not the only one. But it's the most widespread. Like, I think other accents tend to be very localized, like a Jersey or a Boston or a Manhattan accent. Those three places are very close, but they're very different. Mm-hmm. But everywhere from fucking North Carolina through Tennessee to Arkansas and then down, Missouri even, all the way down. That's all the same fucking accent, basically, to everyone else. Now, where I'm from, I can tell that you're not from my part of the shitty South, but to everyone else, no one can understand. Like, no one tells the difference. So it groups a very large amount of people into that horrible accent. But the same ways, if you had a, I don't know what to call the ghetto accent, but that every time there's a shitty person shot on television accent, that I don't know what he was doing. But all he just got out of prison last Sunday, and then he was reaching for his gun to move it so he could grab his wallet, and then they shot him. That accent also is almost equally bad with the Southern shit accent. We should try to abolish both of those things. People would just take it more seriously. All of those people, if your cousin...
Getting in deep right here. We're getting in deep.
No, you're good. If your cousin gets out of prison tomorrow and a cop stops him and then he gets shot trying to reach for his wallet, don't go on fucking television. Hire someone else to go on television for you. If you work for NASA and you're from Alabama and you discover aliens, don't go on television. Hire someone from Colorado to go on television for you. These are equal things.
These portal pictures are the cat's pajamas. It's like they just took like screenshots of Stargate scenes.
Yeah. There's one where they took the Hadron Collider and then put like the image of like a god deity inside of it.
That thing must be...
This just happened.
Is that Shiva? Is that the god of creation and...
I think they're using... What is it? Ellis? What's the one they named the planet after? This last one. That everybody calls Nibiru. Actually has a name. Like a real science person name.
Shiva. Shiva is a statue that they have outside of CERN. Yeah, so that's what... That's why...
Shiva Kamini Soda Sandakram?
I don't think that's the same one. she's like the god of like creation and destruction or something like that. Or Hindu god of that stuff.
Yeah, and that's the same one as what NASA calls it, which is Ellis. Or Ellie... What is it? God damn it. I need to look it up. But it's the same thing. The god of chaos and destruction. Who used to roam the battlefield because she was delighted by the shed of human blood.
Nice. Sounds... Yeah, I guess... I mean, it sounds like anybody else that... Any other god, right? This is what gods do.
I can't remember what the name of it is, but
I don't know.
It's like Nibiru's...
It's been a long time since I got into mythology. Who Who's Nibiru?
Nibiru
Babylonian astronomy.
It's the planet that they believe is planet X that's out there floating around the solar system.
Okay. Oh, it's a Sumerian god.
And they call it Nibiru, but there's like a real planet or celestial body, I guess I should really call it, because it's not really a planet. But and it's called like Elise or something like that, and it means it's another goddess of destruction, but it's supposed to be on a weird elliptical orbit that eventually will make its way around our sun. And everybody thinks it's going to plow into us. And a bunch of the conspiracy theory guys refer to it as Nibiru. But NASA refers to it as a different name. But they do, you know, acknowledge that it exists. It's just...
Yeah, evidently there's talks of that planet in the Bible. I'm not clicking on that link to find out what they have to say, but...
I mean, you should.
Maybe. Nah, probably not. Maybe later. I have a hard time with those things. I don't have the patience for that stuff because it just seems so... I don't know. Some of it is so fucking ridiculous. It can't even... I don't understand how people could consider it for a second, but I guess...
Well, I mean, there's a huge lump sum of our population that believe the Earth is flat, so...
There is that.
There's that.
I'd like to pretend that isn't real. Just smile and look off in the other direction. Everything's okay.
Sorry for the...
Much needed. Yeah, potty break.
The little interruption there, but we took the time to hash out a couple of things that we were looking at, and it's Aries. E-R-I-S is the name that NASA has given to what people are calling the Nibiru planet. And then even a little bit more interesting, that Tyler, what's that website you just sent me?
Nibiru Update.
Nibiru.com, right? Nibiruupdate.com. They've got some interesting stuff there. They got some batshit crazy things on their deal, but they've got like a Washington Post thing from 1983 that shows that they have found a celestial body in orbit around our sun that's larger than Jupiter. And then they have a book from 1987 called The New Science and Invention Encyclopedia, Volume 18, that has a map of our solar system, and at 50 billion miles away from us, it lists a dead star, like, just on there. At 4.7 billion miles, it lists a 10th planet, and then it shows our solar system starting at Neptune and coming in. So, these guys got a little bit of ground, I guess, to stand on. I mean, if you got books with NASA's name on it showing your shit, I could see why they think that it's out there.
Man, dude, did you look at the pictures? Like, the weather cam pictures?
No, where's that at?
They're, oh, God. Oh, what is it under? Ah, shit. I don't know. Sightings? Is it sightings? Yeah, it's under sightings. If you look at that.
Sightings.
That pretty much sums up their how legitimate this group
weather
is.
Camera. That.
Yeah, take your time.
God damn it, dude.
I mean, I can kind of appreciate that, like, if you have old...
No, there's nothing to say about this.
You're working,
like,
on old fucking science books. It's just... It's old.
Yeah.
Old shit. It's no different than any other
and
old
I
book.
Understand them having a little bit of fact there, but the same, I mean, you just pointed it out. If you go to sightings, they immediately discredit themselves by showing you a picture of the moon and then being like, Nibiru.
Say it. If there was something just in the sky like that, people would just know that it fucking existed.
That's the problem, right? Like, with the flat earthers or these guys, if you turn out to be right, it's not going to be because of any evidence that you thought you had. Because these pictures are of a beach, and the sun's out, and then you can see this little crescent. Obviously the moon, just how you can sometimes see it during the day. And they're saying, that's Nibiru, and it's that close. It's about to hit us. But they know that it's not.
Yeah, if it were that big.
So.
Yeah, they don't. That's the shit that I don't get, man, is that's easier to prove than the earth isn't fucking flat, or that the earth is flat. Like, there's how many, something, 7 billion people on this planet, and these three motherfuckers at NibiruUpdate.com are the only dudes that saw this fucking planet flying around us, a planet that's the size of Jupiter that would, if it were that close, probably would just grab us by gravity and chuck us into the fucking sun real quick. Like, it wouldn't.
Yeah, if it was that close, the gravitational pull would be so extreme. They also have a link called Crop Circles and Dreams. Where Nibiru is causing them to have dreams, and they're.
So then they go out and make crop circles, or
what's the
correlation?
Crop circles are made by aliens that are trying to warn us that Nibiru is coming.
People are still on that.
I can't. These people, man, they get me with good things. They get me with, like, oh, here's a book written by NASA that shows a dead star at 50 billion miles. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe there's some reason to your crazy. Let me investigate. And then your next two links are dreams I've had about Nibiru and fucking crop circles.
If all you do is talk and think about Nibiru all day, you're going to dream about
nothing sounds crazy to you anymore.
Shit. No, these guys are all in.
Nothing sounds too far outside the box. So I'm going to add another list to my people that should hire people to talk for them, and that's the Nibiru guys. You shouldn't talk for yourselves because you ruin the small bit of credibility that you have by listing the fucking Aries dreams that the goddess has given to you to show you where the fucking spacecraft is coming down, man. Come on.
Man. Dude, when I was a kid, crop circles were like a fucking thing there for a little while. Like,
yep.
Did they just not grow out of it? Or are we the crazy ones that just bought into
just mainstream media, man? They tricked us into thinking that those crop circles weren't real. So they did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I feel like if aliens wanted to communicate with us, they wouldn't fucking knock down corn.
They flew here on a intergalactic spacecraft that's capable of beating light speed. They've got FTL drives, and they have transported themselves here, breaking every law of physics that we know to be true. And the only way they could get their message across is by laying down some corn.
I mean, now that you say it like that, I guess it makes sense.
I can't.
I don't know why they would choose something else.
They could burn it into the side of the Empire State Building. Like, they could just, whatever they wanted to do, they could just do that. They could go to fucking name it.
They could probably just make all of us think it at the same time. And just like, oh,
they could
whoa.
Drain the ocean and then write it on the floor next to the flopping whales. Like, they could do whatever they wanted to get the information out. Why would they put fucking hashtag Jesus into the side of a cornfield? Like, what the fuck is the reasoning there? That's like the abductions. They wouldn't abduct some shitty fucking trailer dweller from Oklahoma. They would abduct Obama. And then he would come on the next day and be like, the aliens are real.
But he is.
They're fucking real.
He is a lizard person.
I'm a lizard person. And the aliens are real. And they took me up in their shuttle.
That's a real weird combination of Obama and Bill Clinton at the same time. I think your sober Obama is real good, but your drunk Obama is Bill Clinton.
Well, he'll be back in the White House soon, so be relevant again. But they don't have to do anything. If you're crazy, you can do whatever you want, right? Like, that doesn't matter. But if you want to make a point that people believe, you have to present it in a fucking believable way, people. Showing me the goddamn moon with the visible craters on it and calling it Nibiru is not going to work. Fucking NibiruUpdate.com. It's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that they will never convince me that what they're saying is true. Like, it wouldn't. That's on the level of like big dick pills. Like, if they like Joe Rogan said, if they were real, it wouldn't be Ron Jeremy and some crack whore selling them at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, they'd be everywhere. Yeah. It'd be 30 seconds before the first dude overdosed. Like, it would be widespread knowledge immediately. Nobody's gonna not know that there's a new planet just showed
just
up
right there.
Right, like it look see it? Yep. That one.
Mm.
But instead, here we are. Here we are talking to them, fueling this fuckery.
Well, it's hard not to, man. It's really hard when our goal is for every fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Joe Blow to receive a little bit of what's going on out there. I mean... we talked
for sure.
About this,
no, I enjoyed
this
talking about
fucking
this
fucking antimatter thing, where, if we could produce it in a financially responsible way, we could have energy that would last us forever, in a very small scale. And that's a real thing that is mathematically and scientifically proven. We know it can happen. It's just producing it at a cheap enough rate that is preventing us from using it. That's a real thing. But that information doesn't get out because it's on the same fringe level as someone talking about a giant planet hiding behind us that we just somehow never see.
That's true. Yeah, you make a good point.
So what makes it to news is something that no one can dispute and no one can argue with. Like, fucking name it, dude. Whatever fake race war that someone has made up, or whatever Kim Kardashian story.
Did you hear about Turkey?
Turkey, a little bit of a real story there. Turkey's got some real shit going on.
I wasn't comparing that to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
that's for
but
sure.
That, they're in a coup right now, right? They're.
I think it failed.
Did it?
But they were, yeah.
I haven't heard that it failed yet. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if it really matters. But the last I saw, they
there's
took
a dude
over the
in
CNN
that...
Turkey studio.
Oh, okay. There's a dude in the that Discord chat that's stationed over there in the Air Force, and I was asking him like what the fuck was going on, and he said that there were tanks driving around the streets and jets flying over and all sorts of shit, military everywhere, and the president was in hiding And then he had heard that he was seeking asylum in the UK. And then the last I heard him talk about it was the president was going to be put back into power here soon. But it sounds like the president's a piece of shit. I didn't really read into it, but it sounds like the president's a piece of shit. And I guess our military was going to back their military, so...
It's not good when your own military, right? Like, if you're going to have a coup, you want it to be militants. You don't want it to be military. Because you definitely don't want your own guys to be like, hey, man, fuck you. It's like, I'm tired of your shit. Like, if our military rose up against our own government, I don't know how you would side. Like, how are you going to still wear your Obama t-shirt if he, like, rose up tomorrow? Fucking General Patton, like out there, leading the way.
Turkey coup arrests hit 6,000 as Erdogan, or whatever his name is, roots out virus. Another use of the air quotes. So if you if you Google Turkey, it's all news stories about Turkey and like the current events in Turkey. But if you click on images. It is 100% turkeys.
Google images or Google images, not keeping up as fast as the main page.
It's fucking funny. Evidently, there's no pictures of the coup. I don't know. That's how intelligent I am. I just look for,
for pictures. Yeah, I gotta see it. I wanna see the things.
That's fucking crazy. 6,000 arrests. That's a big...
Who's I mean, does that mean the police force is still siding with the government?
Shit, I don't know. I don't even know how this works, man.
It's a lot of weird things. That's... Like, you've got shootings here in the States right now with the police officers, which... I don't even really know what to say about it. I'm sure your families are... fucking devastated.
All this shit fucking sucks, man. Everything fucking sucks. But
the no butt on your lives there, obviously, but the I don't even know what to take away from it, because our media is so skewed that it's impossible for me to believe anything that I see. Okay, not saying I don't believe they were shot. I mean, like, the politics of when they say, oh, it was a riot because this guy was shot unjustly, or that it was a lone man, or this or that. Like, it's impossible. It'll take 2 weeks before all of the real evidence will come out for me to know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, that initial media shotgun blast of just like fucking, it might be this person, it might be that person, like when there's no information whatsoever, instead of like coming out with like what little information they have, they just start like,
that's all they do. Yeah. And that's like, what makes it difficult for me is they said that the police had apprehended one gunman or killed one gunman, and they were after two more. And then I just saw,
is that for Dallas?
No, for Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
And then I just saw before we started this that they said that the one that they got acted alone and there was no connections. So who were they looking for before that you reported on? You said that it was a fact. It was a fact. They're after two more in conjunction, and then they just stopped talking about it.
Right.
So now what am I supposed to believe that they did get the one guy, or am I supposed to believe that they're just ignoring that there was two more because they're not going to find them? Like,
and the article was interesting. Here we are talking about Nibiru not being a planet, and then we're like conspiracy theorizing like cop shootings.
I'm just trying to stay out of it.
In the initial,
theorize absolutely. On it, because really you could throw a lot of theories at it. You could throw, even numbers at the entire problem that. That there's not just a theory, but actual hard evidence that our government wants there to be, for whatever reason, a racial divide. And I heard the best quote ever the other day. And it was, do you honestly believe that racism and prejudice is worse today than it was in the 1960s. Is that like a true, like, do you really believe that?
I mean, I would hope that it wasn't,
it's
but
truthfully not. Like, it, on a mathematical level, it is not nearly as bad. So things have, no matter whether they are perfect, obviously not perfect, but things have gotten better since the time of Martin Luther King Jr. until now. Like, they are definitely better if you were to look at it as a whole. But for some reason, in the past few years, there has been a media push to make you think otherwise. And where the proof of that comes in is when you talk about police shootings of unarmed black men. Where if you were to ask me, if I didn't look at the numbers today, if there was an increase, I would undoubtedly say yes. Like, obviously, if you read the, if you watch the news or read the news, that police are on an unprecedented scale killing, whether you want to, you can't even call it minorities because Mexicans are never brought into the equation. It is just, they're saying unarmed black males. But if you go to the actual firm numbers, it's less. So not saying that it's right or wrong what has happened. The media is just pushing it like it's this increase. Like, this year, this many have been killed. Well, go back 5 years, it's more. Go back 10 years, it's more. Go back, like, it's, it is not increasing. So there's not this upward, like, catastrophic momentum of racism, which is what it feels like when you watch the news.
It's only what it seems like watching the news, even fucking watching Facebook feeds, man. And it's, there's some people that I'm pretty caught off guard by that are like just saying some real fucking, real terrible shit. And it's,
I was talking to Melanie about it today, and you get a weird separation where all police officers seem to back all police officers. And then, especially right now with the Black Lives Matter movement, because there has been different times when this has kind of gone from Hispanic to black to whatever you want to call, like a white movement. But the right now you have a police community and a black community that 100% support their own, even though it's for sure a gray area. Like, bad people grow up and they become cops, and then those are just bad cops. But police officers,
they're fucking human beings. They're not superhumans.
And they don't acknowledge that as a possibility. He was a police officer. He would not have done this out of racial tension. Are you sure? Are you sure he wasn't a piece of shit that got a badge? Are you sure?
Yeah. Because, yeah, there's, I mean, there's, oh boy, I hate getting into this shit so fucking much, man. I hate it. I hate it because this is all we fucking hear about at all, ever. It doesn't matter what fucking channel you turn it on. It doesn't matter what conversation you walk up to outside. It doesn't fucking matter what time of day it is on Facebook. What fucking, whatever is happening on Instagram. It is clearly an issue that needs to be fucking resolved. But god damn it, am I fucking tired of hearing about it.
Yeah. I think my biggest tired of hearing about it thing is the fact that no one will take personal responsibility for what happens. If you would just do that, we could move on. If the guys that did wrong, we acknowledge did wrong on either side. Dude, if you're punching cops in the face and you're grabbing shit out of your pockets and you got fucking shot, maybe you should have got tased. For sure, cops shouldn't shoot before I was allowed to shoot in Iraq. That's a weird one that you can...
That is a fucking weird... That's a real good, like, point. That's fucking bananas.
If I couldn't justifiably put down an enemy in a combative country, then you for sure shouldn't be allowed to shoot an American citizen. But... maybe if they say, show your hands, show your hands. Like, there's two sides to that coin. The thing that I've noticed with the news media is that they portray either whatever side they take up is absolute right. And that's not human nature. We're gray and we're in the middle. But they don't acknowledge that. They never do. It's always, he was justified or he was wrong. Well, it's probably a little bit of fucking both. And we need to find the truth. And they, nope. That's going to move from this story into a fucking Hillary Clinton presidential thing. And then some other tragedy will roll right on top of that. And
then a water skiing squirrel.
And then they just confetti in the air. And that's, man, that's how we end up here. That's why it, not only does the lack of actual science in the news media piss me off, the lack of actual information on what they choose to show you really fucking bothers me. And then I'm going to take my soapbox and put it the fuck away,
I
dude.
Yeah.
But it's, it does. Man, I've been getting real pissed off lately about what they choose to show you.
I can't do the news. Can't do it, man. Can't fucking watch that shit.
I thought stopping watching TV would get me away from that. Like, I thought canceling all television would... I was like, you know what? I'm not going to subscribe to a paper because it's not 1950. And I'm not going to subscribe to some online edition. And I'm not going to have television. And then I'm just going to search for the news through RT or through... you know, somebody else. I'm gonna find it the good way. And you can't avoid it. Like you said, it hits Facebook, it hits Twitter, it hits
mm-hmm. Because it's mainstream for a fucking reason. And they're trying to get money. They're not trying to get the word across. They're trying to get fucking reviews. They're trying to get paid. So it's whatever has the most fucking shock value that's what they go with.
I saw a guy today that broke down a local news report, and he was like 13 minutes were, or he like it was 13 minutes were them actually talking. The rest was advertisements. Right. And then he said, this many minutes were taken up by weather. And then he took that out of there. And then he said, this many minutes were taken up by a fluff piece, like a squirrel skiing or something. Mm-hmm. And like he got down to like, there was, if you watch real local news, there's one local story per segment every day is all you're, so you're gonna get like Milwaukee, like today I didn't watch the news, but it popped up on my news feed that a Milwaukee police officer was shot, and they posted it as like a heinous crime and possible domestic terrorism. And then you read the story.
Wow.
And you find out that at 4:30 in the morning, this morning, a police officer responded to a domestic violence call. And that person that was involved in that domestic violence call shot the officer. The officer shot and killed the guy. He's dead now.
Jesus Christ.
But does that sound like domestic terrorism at all? Or does that sound like a cop showed up on a bad scene and had to do his job?
Yeah, sounds like some dude was just a piece of shit.
But they, because of what's going on in Baton Rouge and what's going on everywhere else in Dallas and everything, they spun it to sound like this guy targeted a police officer when really he was just a piece of shit beating the fuck out of his wife and then turned around and decided to open fire on a cop. They got to make it sound good, so it hits the news feeds.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep. Got to get those
probably
numbers.
The worst fucking people on this planet work for Viacom.
It's pretty fucking terrible. It's pretty terrible.
Well, I mean, maybe Nibiru will just plow into us shortly, and then we won't have to deal with it.
If everything goes well. I feel like that's the easiest way out.
It really is. I mean, I'm not even joking, dude. That really would be... You want to see how minuscule your petty fucking arguments are? Let a global destruction event be imminent. Like, for real. They come, fucking President Obama comes on tomorrow and just tries to calm and apologize as he tells you that the earth will be destroyed. And nobody gives a fuck whether you're Irish or black or fucking Canadian. It's just going to be everybody trying to cope with the situation at hand. And it's unfortunate that it would take something like that to bring forth almost peace.
Do you think everybody would chill, or do you think it would just be fucking widespread chaos?
I don't think everybody would chill, like, harmony-wise. I just think nobody would care what color you are. Like, I...
You don't think it would be like, fuck it, it's over anyways, and people would just pick up whatever closest weapon they had and just start braining a motherfucker?
But it'd be the closest person to that guy. I don't think anyone would like, there's no fucking, well, let's go with the current issue at hand. There's no police officer that's just like, oh, god damn it, one of them's going to fuck up and I'm going to get to kill me a black kid today, who has seen this news and has just been in hiding in some little racist cave. He's not going to see that the planet's going to be destroyed and then decide to go off and just, like, attack a bunch of fucking lower-income children. Like, that's not going to be his first thought. I think it's going to be panic, and some people are going to go crazy and loot, and some people may definitely beat the fuck out of other people. But I think for the first time in 200-something years that we would have racial equality as it comes to murder. As bad as that sounds.
Fuck it, if that's what it takes.
Bring on Nibiru.
Yeah, put us down.
God damn it.
I mean, put us down for one. Like, we'll have one, please.
Go back to a little bit of a science note here. Technically, you are everything except for the color that you do not absorb.
Yeah.
So, you and I are everything but fucking white. Just saying. Like, you get mad at black people all you want, fucking racist assholes. They're everything but. So, that's a little bit of science might break your racism.
Oh shit. Hardcore Henry's for sale. Did you see that?
Did it already blow through theaters and then show up on something else?
Yeah, I heard it wasn't dog shit, though. I got pretty bad reviews. I don't know. Maybe it'll be fun to watch.
I gotta watch it in VR so I can just vomit everywhere.
Violently throw up.
I'm gonna slip into a pair of jammies and put my flip-flops on and then strap into the headset. Just hardcore Henry out.
So, have you watched that new show called Stranger Things on Netflix?
Oh my god, dude!
Hold on. I haven't seen more than 15 minutes.
The reason I was late to log on is that I was finishing episode 5.
Oh, right on. Okay. A lot of people say that it sound or that it is. It's
1980s, good. Fucking sweet.
The intros is 80s.
Oh, the whole
as
movie,
fuck.
The whole thing is, they do special effects, but they're not over a top. They're like not. They only use them where they really need to. So, it's like watching a cheesy 80s horror film that somehow is not cheesy anymore because. It's not like a guy pops up in a rubber suit. Like everything is really good there. Melanie watched the first episode, and she goes, I think you'll really like this. Come watch it. And I watched the first episode, and I was like, fucking boring. It's the X-Files. Like, it's the X-Files. It's whatever. Keep at it. I'm going to get off of this podcast,
right,
and I'm going to go watch the last 3 episodes. Like, it's fucking good.
Nice.
So,
everybody's talking about binge watching it.
It's really good. It is, binge watching it would be the best thing to describe it because it is one plot for the whole series. So
okay,
you're
gotcha.
Not dealing with like X-Files style where episode one is the fucking monster from the Black Lagoon, and episode two is going to be Catwoman, and episode, like, it's not going to switch every time. It's one continuous theme, which is nice.
Gotcha.
That's real good.
Yeah, we turned it on. We turned it on last night, and we made it. We made it through. The boy getting abducted. And then the intro credits, and then, like, the next morning, I'm guessing, when that sheriff is waking up, and he's, like, smoking a cigarette while he's, like, brushing his teeth and shit, and then the fucking power goes out. So, like, that was... It was fucking terrifying for me, man, because we're watching this fucking alien creep up on these dudes and with then... lights flashing and shit, and then all the power shuts down, everything shuts off. But the TV is, like, still barely on, just flickering, like, no connection. And then our light over our dining room table was flickering, like, a lot. It's like, this is fucking awful.
Wait till you watch the rest of it. It's going to be way worse that happened to you.
Then I had to go pee, and it was pitch black. And I just, like, hung my head. It was like, fuck it. I accept death. I accepted death from the movie.
Yeah,
Alien.
I gotta pee more than this fucking faceless monster is gonna kill me. I have to pee worse than he can do to me.
Whatever.
I can't believe you brought that show up. She just introduced it to me last night, and I went through episode one to I just finished episode five since last night. Like, we've been plowing through
nice.
It. Really, really good.
Yeah, I guess Melissa saw somebody on Facebook talking about it, and then I saw somebody on Discord talking about it. And
the
fucking
little chunky kid
popping up everywhere
without his teeth is too ridiculously cute for that show. Like, he throughout all the episodes, like, as soon as you get down and you're like, God damn it, this is dark, that fucking little fat kid says something funny and, like, brings it all back together. So I don't know who his character is, but he's like the chunk from the Goonies.
Yeah.
He really works. And then the main character kid, you met him, if you watched that first episode, you see him, but, like, he looks like a fucking turtle. He's goddamn ugliest kid, but he is
the one that was leading the Dungeons and Dragons adventure.
He's really good throughout it.
It's not like some shitty little kid acting.
No,
it must not be, because everybody's digging
it.
It
separates from that Goonies little clan enough to give you a break. Like, it pulls away from them enough to show you, like, the cop is the full-on adult. Like, that cop that you saw waking up, I fucking love him. Like, I love that character.
Right,
so it gives you some adult, real characters to go along with, like, you would assume the main group is going to be that little group of fucking kids. And it kind of is, but it does a good job of showing you other groups and other people. I dig it. I really do. After two or three episodes, I was fucking stoked for it.
Fucking sweet. Yeah. I'm going to check it out once we're done
with this. So, Stranger Things to everybody at home. That's the fucking intro is cool, man. That it's like Metroid
that
music.
80s.
I love it.
Yeah, it's 80s as fuck. It was
It's got Winona Ryder in it. She doesn't.
Yeah, I saw that. Remember when she was stealing fucking underwear from department stores?
She's a klepto.
And she's come a long way. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, she was a little klepto. So Winona Ryder is like a household name. And Melanie and I were talking about, like, how she's never been in anything really big. And so we looked up her, like, IMDb. To see what she's been. She really hasn't been anything big ever.
Was it fucking Alien 4? Was that the one that she was in?
Ooh, I don't even know about the Alien movie. She was in like Love Actually or something, whatever the fucking name of that was. And then she did like a Simpsons episode. Like, if you look at her thing, it's a bunch of little one-off B-rated things. But I think everyone knows the name Winona Ryder.
Edward Scissorhands.
And she was
Black
in Beetlejuice, of course. Like, if you go early.
Oh, yeah.
So early on, she was real famous. She had Edward Scissorhands, Beetlejuice, and...
Yeah, that's definitely where she made her fame, it seems like.
And then since then, she's been skating, but she is fucking phenomenal in this show.
Right on.
So, I really...
Dude, I swear she was in Alien 4, and she, like, at one point in time pulled a mole out. Like, she was, like, a... She was, like... What was Bishop? Bishop was an android? I fucking swear she was an android. Oh, she was in Alien Resurrection.
Oh, okay. That was horrible.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
As I'm staring at a Wayland Industries case on my desk right now.
That, I mean, they had some good stuff.
I got some good merchandise. I'm just looking around. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 Alien pieces of merchandise on my desk. I've got more of that than I do Star Wars. Equal amount Star Wars to Aliens.
You see the Rogue One trailer?
Oh yeah, I saw it.
It was like kind of like a little making of.
I didn't see the making of.
It's like it was like a little behind the scenes mix. It was like a teaser behind the scenes hybrid thing.
Is that where they showed the cool trash can robot? They talked about him.
I don't know.
I saw one that was talking about Rogue One and some other things, and it showed the, I can't remember his nomenclature, but the trash can robot. He's a word. Fucking trash can that walks around. Like, you can't miss him from the old movies, and he was in Rogue One trailer.
Try not to watch that stuff, because they're so fucking spoiler heavy now that...
I can't help it.
Watching a trailer
I watch... All I can get. I try not to, but I catch one, and then I just fucking YouTube search all the rest of them. I can't help it. I want to see it now. Like, I need...
Is Suicide Squad out soon?
I'm more excited for Suicide Squad than I ever have been after the release of the last trailer. With, like, the full trailer with Queen...
I don't know if I've seen... I haven't seen a Suicide Squad trailer in a long time, so... August 5th.
Oh, I can't wait.
Man, if it's anything like Batman versus Superman, I will ask for my fucking money back, because that movie was dog shit.
I think it's going to be better. I don't think that Joker's going to have as big a part as what everyone thinks he's going to have is, but I think he did a good job just watching the pieces that he put together from the 3 trailers. I think it's 3 that's out now. God damn it. Leto did a fucking pretty good job. That laugh. He's got the laugh down, dude. That when they're all together... And he starts laughing, and Harley just goes, I can when I hear that voice, his,
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of it.
He does. He's got, they're like doing, well, you know the gist of their deal, right? They're a squad of whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be.
Yeah.
A superhero squad, but they all got chips implanted in their head where if they fuck up, they get exploded. Like, that's the comic book prerequisite to this. And so they're in, like, this building, and it's like, they're playing Queen, and it's Galileo, Galileo, and they're shooting back and forth, and then it just stops. The music stops, and you hear Leto laughing, like, echoing through the halls, doing his ha, 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 ha. And it just... Like, echoes through, and Harley just stops and goes, like, that's not good. Like, she just, I forgot what she says exactly, but this, that she's, like, in her gangster mode and hears that laugh and just stops. And that little clip that they played got me pretty excited for Leto's Joker.
Right on. I mean, that, yeah, it's such a weird... Such a big departure from what we know Joker as. coming into this, like that, like the tattoos and all that shit. It's so, I didn't read the fucking comics.
I know, I agree that it is a far apart, but the one that everyone loves from the Dark Knight series is a far departure from what Jack Nicholson was. And that is a extreme departure from what he was in the television series.
Yeah. What was that dude's name?
I can't
that Italian,
remember anymore.
Italian dude.
So, if you go all the way back, like, we're basing him off of Heath Ledger's portrayal of Batman, which is hard to argue with because he did a fucking awesome job at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
But my favorite Joker is still Mark Hamill.
Oh, in the video game
but
series?
That, and he did it for all of the cartoon series.
Okay.
So the Batman, the animated series that was on forever when I was a kid. I mean, that was my real version of Batman. That had Mark Hamill as Joker. And he was a lot more playful, like, not the super dark, but still sinister as all hell. So, and he does him in all of the Arkham Knight series, which is a lot of fun to play.
I never got into it.
I like the storyline of it, and this new one's not disappointing. It's pretty good. But the Heath Ledger one gave you this psychopath, like this truly broken human. And I think that now we're trying to set him as the standard.
I wonder if Heath Ledger wouldn't have died if the same, like, respect and appreciation for that character would still exist, or if him dying and then that coming out, I wonder if that's what made it hit so hard. I don't know.
Maybe I don't. I've got a strange attraction to Joker. It's my favorite comic book entity of all time is the Joker. So Heath Ledger's portrayal is perfect to me. Like that, I won't even watch the full movie. I'll skip to just his parts sometimes and just watch like those instances because it was that good to me. So I think if he was still alive, I would just want more movies of that. I believe that he got immortalized as that character because he died right after. So
yeah,
that's definitely a thing. I do want to take a second since we're in the middle of a podcast. Kesha Townsend, thanks for following us on Podbean.
Like,
just followed in the middle of this episode, so you get a little shout out.
If I had that shit tracked on my phone, I would lose my mind.
Dude, I get an email every time, which I love it. That's fucking great. But yeah, I think he got immortalized because of it, because he did die right after. And I think that if he hadn't have died and they have gone with Jared Leto for the new one, then you would have had the discussion. They'd have both come on and said, well, this was my interpretation of him and it's not the true one and it's just how I felt. And then Leto would have given his reasons and I think people would have worked past it. But the fact that he died, everybody just froze right there. Like, this is the wall. He's not.
Yeah.
You can't get better. Are you sure? Because what if you go see this and Leto is just fucking phenomenal?
Yeah, that's the idea. Is like, is that what if it's just different? It's just a different character. Like, I don't know. People were pissing all over themselves when they announced Ben Affleck as Batman and thought he did fine. That least of your fucking worries in that Batman vs. Superman.
Definitely
movie.
The best part of that movie was Ben Affleck as fucking Batman. So
yeah,
true. The rest of it's garbage, and I don't mind what's his name is Superman. He's not a bad guy. He fits the persona of like overly pretty boy,
zero emotions,
which is super. I'm not a big Superman fan. He's kind of always been that cornbread fucker of a guy. Like, he's just stick in the mud Superman.
Is this a cop out of a character? He's an alien. Yeah, he's better than everybody else.
I don't know.
What's his superpower? He's better than you are.
Does he have lasers? Sure, he's got lasers. Well, how strong is he? It's stronger than everybody. Well, what's his weakness?
Real strong.
Rock. Like it.
Yeah. Space rocks from a rock that
exploded. What's the name of the rock?
I
can't think of anything, so I'm just going to pick a rock that's already real, and then we're just going to act like this version of that rock came from space. Kryptonite's a real element, so why not? So I've never been a Superman fan, but for what... Like, he definitely does as good a job as Christopher Reeves, right? And I think that same thing about the Joker happened with Christopher Reeves. Christopher Reeves got paralyzed, and everyone immortalized him as the Superman. Go watch the old Supermans. He's not that fucking good.
They're terrible, actually. No, they're real fucking bad.
He's not that good. So, I mean, he's not, like, the worst. You didn't cast fucking Gary Busey as fucking Superman.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. We'd have a lot better shit to talk about right now.
So, I think the flaw in this movie, well, with Batman vs. Superman, was just the mixture of three different comic books and trying to make them one movie, and the only way you could link them was the Martha thing. And fuck, that was bad.
That was real bad.
And that segment just ruined that movie. It wasn't like it was awesome, but that part really was a kick in the nuts. Fuck, it was bad.
It's real terrible, yeah.
Why'd you say that
name? That was tough.
Have you seen
really?
Where they put the Sound of Silence music to the interview of Ben Affleck and the guy that played Superman?
No.
It's real good. You gotta look this up. So they're talking to him, and he's like, the interviewer says, you've been getting a lot of bad reviews from critics. Like, critics are calling this like a horrible adaptation and all of this stuff. And Ben Affleck turns and just kind of stares at the ground in defeat. And then so the guy that plays Superman, I cannot remember his name, he starts like, oh, well, you know, we don't take into heart critics, and the fans will determine. Like, he starts talking, and then it just starts playing like, hello, darkness, my old friend. Affleck's just staring off into the space. Oh, it's really good. He looks defeated because I think Ben Affleck was so excited. He's a huge comic book friend. He's friends with what's his name? Kevin Smith. And you know, he's a huge superhero fan. And to be Bruce Wayne that's like probably his pinnacle. Like, I get to be in a franchise. I'm going to kick out Christian Bale, and I will be the new Batman. And then it bombs. Now there's no guarantee they're going to bring him back.
It's shitty that was relying on Superman also. Like, Batman has been... I'm not a Batman fan, really. The movies were good, but it's not... I don't know. I like the fucking flashiness of the Avengers. Like, I like Marvel better. I like the... I don't know. I don't want like real life scenarios spilling over into my comic books. I want my comic books to be larger than life ridiculous shit with ridiculous powers and shit like that. But it sucks that Batman was doing fine and that Superman movie didn't get the best reviews. Nothing fucking near what Batman had. And then they bring Ben Affleck in to play Batman and then combine that with Superman. It's like, I think he should have gotten his own movie
prior.
I think they should have developed that Batman before going into Batman versus Superman.
100% believe that, because that Superman got his own movie, and even though it wasn't great, he only got one of them or two of them? Yeah.
No,
they made two Supermans, but one of them wasn't him. One of them was that other guy.
Yeah.
So, but he got his own, and he got to come in and fight Zod, and it wasn't the fucking worst. I don't think it was as bad as Batman vs. Superman, being honest. And then...
No, I don't think it was that bad.
And then they did this. And then... Dude, they crammed so much into this movie. Superman, I talked about it before, all gay man crush style, was fucking
Man of Steel
jacked.
Was.
I can't believe how much bigger. Like, how do you get bigger when you're Superman? But he got huge. He walked through that doorway at Congress, and his fucking, that dude was massive. So I don't know what kind of protein jacks up a Kryptonian, but. You need to get on that shit.
The dude's 6'1", so he's pretty. He's built fucking big too. Like he's a jacked big dude. So now he's just a fucking gorilla.
But just look at Man of Steel. Just go screenshot Superman and Man of Steel, and then screenshot dude in Batman vs Superman. He's gotta be fucking 40 or 50 pounds heavier. It's retarded how big he was. We're sitting in the movie theaters, and I fucking gay muscle dude it out. Like, just, I was sitting there, and he showed up, and I just hit Melanie. And I was like, look how big that motherfucker is. Like, dude got fucking swole.
I get it now. Oh, he probably saw all the fucking juice that Affleck was on and was like, I need, I'd probably need to get bigger than that. So,
old Batfleck there. Is that what they're calling? Batfleck or something?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Kevin Smith was messing with him, calling him Batfleck or something on one of his things. I fucking love Kevin Smith. That comic book show they had was great for a while. I wish they'd bring that back. But he was talking about him calling him Batfleck, I think. And he super roided out, which whatever. I mean, you're not an athlete, you're a movie star. Get jacked as fuck. I do not care how many steroids you take. But he was massive in that show too, in that movie. Both of them big as shit. And how old's Affleck now? 46?
Is he 40 something?
I want to say mid upper 40s.
43.
Close to mid.
Oh, so he's going to be in Suicide Squad also.
He is supposed to be the Batman, right? Which, hopefully, that's a little bit of a redeeming quality. I hope he has a really good chemistry with Joker. I don't know what they're going to do with Suicide Squad, but if Joker survives, if you could give me another Batman versus Joker with Affleck and Leto, I'd be on board for that. I'd be real on board for it.
Did you finish Dark Knight yet?
What do you mean? Oh, the game? No, I'm halfway through.
Okay. I want to know what happens with that because I'm never going to play it. I heard the twist and it's pretty insane.
So I know what the twist is. The game's been out too long for me not to know a whole lot, but the big deal with it is Batman was infected with a virus that contains Joker's DNA. And Joker is basically living on through hosts. Because they killed Joker in the last one. He dies. He scrambles for the cure. And doing so, trying to take it away from Batman, he breaks it. And Batman tells him, even though you've done all this horrible shit, I don't kill people, so I would have saved you. But now your own greed has killed you. So Joker's gone. Now in this one, Joker is now a figment of your imagination. So he's infected 5 people that they know of through blood transfusions at hospitals or gas implementation through Batman. And he has 4 cells at the beginning. that are full and one that's empty. And the guy, and Gordon says, like, who's this one for? You said there was five. And he goes, oh, don't worry, he'll be here soon enough. And then partway through the game, you start hallucinating Joker. So, like, you're fighting, and he's, like, sitting on a ledge. And then he comes up and starts giving you advice or something, like... Or he, you'll be talking to Alfred, and then Alfred will just turn into the Joker and start laughing. And it's Mark Hamill the whole time. It's fucking great.
Nice.
So, that whole chemistry between them is even better because he's with you all the time. Like, there's not... You don't have to be fighting him. He's just giving you these little Joker tidbits in your ears. And it's fucking real good. Like, you'll be swooping down out of the air, like flying through something, and then you'll land, and you might not see him, but if you turn and look a right way, you'll see him, like, legs crossed. Yeah, just posted up on the side, just watching you. And he's always somewhere. It's that part of it's really cool.
Man, every time somebody talks about it, I want to play it, but I just never.
Do not get that fucking game.
Okay.
My frame rates dropped to 17 today.
Oh, really? It's
still
fucked
up on certain places. I leave my tracker up, and I have it set to 90 frames a second, and I'm running max everything, and I ran the performance test beforehand to make sure that it was all good, and it's been running constant 60. It won't make it to 90, which is fine. 60 frames a second's perfect. Even though it has the option for higher. And then I got to this one level, and for whatever reason, that level was so fucking sketchy.
That sucks.
Frame counter dropped down to 17 frames a second. I was playing it.
It's shitty. Well, yeah. I won't get
so,
it then.
It's a good storyline, but they never fixed that game totally.
Hmm.
Not to just dive off into a game podcast here, but.
Yeah, sorry. Word, man. Well, I need to do homework and actually spend time with my girlfriend instead of just sitting next to her and talking into a microphone.
That's how I spend my life. So, I will see you later on in the week for the gaming podcast, and
yeah, man.
Once again, thank you, everybody, and check us out on Facebook at Horrible Influence, or on Twitter at
HORBL_INFLUNC.
E? I think there's an E.
No E. No E.
All right. Well, check us out on Facebook or Twitter, or always you can go to horribleinfluence.podbean.com. And if you're feeling like a generous little billionaire Batman, you can click on the patron link at the upper right-hand corner and donate to the cause.
Oh, you're right. There is an E at the end. HORBL_INFLUNCE. That's fucked. We
just
need to fix that.
You can't go longer. It's as close as I can
fix
get.
It. There's something can be done.
We got like 2,000 followers on there now. I can't do anything about it. All right, guys. Well, check us out on there, and we will see you at the end of the week for the gaming podcast. Bye.
Bye.